thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we're trying to do what we can this morning to educate you into saving money on your air conditioning bill by the low-hanging fruit. You know, sometimes you have to buy a new air conditioning unit. Sometimes you need to get the better window package to get to that next level of comfort. But you know, a lot of times, all you have to do is go down to the hardware store and buy a tube of caulk. Seal up just a thing or two and probably take care of it. We're here with a couple Rosie on the House certified experts on the topic. Andrew Dobbins, owner, founder, and president of Intelligent Design, our whole house energy audit and air conditioning contractor supplier in Tucson. Thanks for making the drive up, Andrew.
Happy to do it, Rosie. And thanks for having me.
You betcha. We've got Jeff Carmichael from Rias, our whole house energy audit air conditioning contractor here in the Phoenix metro market. Jeff, thanks for taking time out of your day off to come in and help educate the Arizona homeowners.
Yep, thanks for having us.
All right, so we had Paul on the line, and he keeps dropping, so we got a bad connection. But let me reset the stage. He had had an energy audit. He had had the solar company installed in a leased package system. He was talking about a 10% loss of air in the house. Where do all those standards fit with when y'all generally go out and do an energy audit?
Typically, the air loss of the whole house is dependent on the cubic volume of all the air and then the surface areas. But based on what it sounds like, he had 12 square inches of loss, which is not bad. I'm always skeptical when you have a solar company doing an energy audit rather than an energy audit company because, of course, they have their specific agenda.
Right. So, and that may be part of the dilemma.
It could be.
It might be a part of what he's wrestling with.
Absolutely. Okay.
So again, if he wanted a second opinion on that,
I'm happy to come out and visit with him. It's 520-333-2665, and it's no cost. We'll just come out, take a look at what's going on, and give him an expert opinion there.
All right. Well, let's get to the callers, because this topic has us completely jammed up, and I know there's many people trying to get in, only getting the busy signal. Romy, let's get to Tom down in Mesa real quick on sunscreens and ductwork. Good morning, Tom. And then we're going to go to Roger and Gilbert.
So put 888-767-4348. That's 888-ROSIE for you in your phone. And when we clear a call, hit send. That'll be your best opportunity to get in. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, guys. Boy, I'm really glad to be back here. I consider myself an Arizona native, but I was gone for a year in New Mexico, and we just came back.
Welcome home.
I don't relish the 117s. I didn't miss those, but here we are. So here's my quick questions. We bought a house that's built in 1980. It's a brick home. It's about 1,880 square feet. And I just got an electric bill last month that just almost had a heart attack. When we bought this home, it had the pre-sale inspection and everything checked out. I knew that the air conditioner was having problems because it was constantly running. I mean, all the time running. So we had a one-year warranty. They came out, they replaced some sort of a motor and a capacitor in the air conditioner system. It's a five-year-old air conditioning system, and I'm told it's a good one to train. I'm running seems a lot. And then, like yesterday, when it was 117, it never could get there. It could, you know, we had it set at 115 and 74 and 76, and it never could get there. You know, get them up 78. So I'm suspecting there's ductwork issues, but I'm also told in a 1980s house, that ductwork is harder to repair or to thin the newer system. So can you tell me a little bit about 1980s era ductwork?
All right. Well, the first thing we're going to ask you is, in the buying of this home and your return to Arizona, you've had the home inspection through the real estate transaction. Have you had a whole house energy audit done?
No, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to schedule that with Jeff and his company to do that.
But yeah,
we actually talked to SRP about that, and they would, because this unit is on the roof, and they will not go look at units on the roof. They'll look at ground ones, but not the ones on the roof.
Right. All right. So you said the bill just about made you choke, and the unit
almost $600.
On how many square feet?
1880.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, you want to address
1800?
1800 square feet.
$600.
Yeah.
That would. I'm choking
for you.
Yeah. We're all choking for you, Tom.
Now the other thing is, I know it has not good windows. They're single pane the lowest, you know, to low rated window, you know, and I can't afford to go put upgraded windows all the way around. Our other house, you know, we had nice pillows and pillow doors and all that, but I can't afford to do that right now. That's why I was going to ask about sun screens for these windows. I also know in the pre-inspection report they talked about it needs some more insulation in the attic.
Okay.
So those are a couple things I know for sure, but I'm more concerned about this 1980s ductwork because I suspect we're air conditioning the attic.
Okay. Jeff, when you're in the attic looking at a 1980s duct system, what are you looking at?
Yeah, in the 80s we used hard metal ducting. So does all your ductwork live in a soffit, I would assume? Tom?
I'm here.
Does all your ductwork live in a soffit up in the attic? Is it accessible, Tom?
It's all up in the attic. I haven't been up there. I don't know how accessible it is.
Okay.
It's all up there.
Okay.
Yeah, we can determine the best way to go. The easiest thing you can do with those duct systems is those are not sealed. I can reassure that during the energy audit inspection when we can test that and give you the data needed. But sealing that ductwork, we can do that one of three ways. And depending on the accessibility, that might be a real low-hanging fruit item for you to do on your home to improve your comfort and also help that outrageous bill out. So.
And for heaven's sakes, make sure you consider buying the energy on the right plan, too, Tom. The standard plan offered by most utility companies is the most expensive plan. If you can structure your power consumption to happen off-peak, you'll see as much. If my last month's bill, which was $235 at my house, had been on the standard plan, that bill would have been over $600. I'm saving half of what it would be just by buying power correctly.
And you had mentioned duct. I mean, in my mind, there's nothing else that it could possibly be than to consume that much power other than making sure your neighbor doesn't have an extension cord. He's plugged in off the side and he's powering his home. I mean, that amount of consumption is three times what it should be.
And sunscreens could be an excellent option for you, Tom. We want to get the direct sunlight off the window and off the window frame. That absolutely is one of the low-hanging fruits. But let's get the energy audit done first, because then we can see where you may have some missing insulation and all other kind of various problems. All right? Appreciate the call. Welcome back to Arizona. Now, we've got Roger. I got to get Roger in because this is a problem you guys hear about all the time. I got one room. I just can't get it where I want it to get. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What are you fighting, buddy?
Well, hey, we got a 2,000-square-foot home, 10-foot ceilings, 10 years old, two units. The little one does the other bedrooms. What the big unit does, the living space plus the master. My master's at the northeast corner. Should be the easiest corner to keep cool. I can't get it comfortable. I can heat it up all winter long, but in the summer, I can't get this room cool. I've had two guys look at it, and they start talking about switch gear and the ducts, and when it gets to $2,000, I stop listening.
Roger, I'll get out to your house and do that for a lot less. That sounds like an easy, easy one for me, so give us a call.
When y'all find that one-room situation, it's generally a ductwork problem or just a big hole in the insulation. What do you find?
It's typically I explain duct systems as that is what delivers your comfort in the house. I can take a 20-year-old air conditioning system on a 20-year-old house. Once I get a hold of the duct system, I can guarantee that I'm going to get you comfortable in the house. So there's a lot of different modifications that can be done to your duct system, being that it's only 10 years old. That sounds like I can come up with some pretty easy solutions. Redelivering, diverting air where it's needed, making sure we have the proper removal of the heat and moisture out of those specific out of the specific master bedroom. So that shouldn't be a problem, Roger.
I heard easy and guarantee in one statement. That sounded pretty good.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Roger. I've solved a lot of those one-room situations just by adding one small little return air to that room.
Yeah.
Just redistributing the air.
I don't know what it is about the master bedroom always being the major issue, but for whatever reason, it's always the hot room. And what we see a lot is people will shut their doors to the master bedroom, and they don't have any pressure relief. So you have supply going in creating positive pressure, but no return or no transfer grill to let the air out. So the air just stops getting into that room, and it becomes uncomfortable.
That goes exactly to Greg's question, calling from Phoenix. Let's bring Greg into the conversation. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, thank you, guys. That is absolutely my question. But, Rosie, I want to tell you a very quick story about having the service plans you're talking about.
Yes.
We moved into this house a year and a half ago, and I told them I wanted the one I've had forever, you know, the 9-to-9 thing. And okay. Somehow I got it in my mind. That's what they gave me. Well, last month, so I heard your show, I don't know, a couple months ago, when we started trying the pre-cooling thing. Last month's bill was $580. So I started rooting around, pulling. Turns out I was on the standard plan.
Yeah.
And didn't know it.
Ouch.
So I, 15 minutes later, I had myself on the noon to 7 plan. And the good thing is they apply it retroactively back to the last meter reading. So I just got the August bill, and it was $324.
Very good.
And we haven't changed our behavior at all. You know, we've been sort of living that way.
It doesn't cost you a dime to make sure you're buying energy as cheaply as possible. I tell people this all the time. Look, if the filling station down the street sold you gas at $1 a gallon between 7 p.m. and noon, and between noon and 7, that same gas was $3 a gallon, when would you fill up your car?
Yeah, absolutely. My wife is a little irritated because she doesn't like it being as cold as I like to have it in the morning when I have a pre-chill the house.
So yes.
We'll work on that.
That is part of the dilemma.
There you go. So, hey, to the question.
All right. And I tell you what, Greg, we're going to need to go on a little short break. You're going to be the first one when we come back. We're pushed up right against the break here. We're going to come back, and he wants to talk about exactly what you were talking about. The master bedroom is always the one that seems the most problematic. It's the one bedroom that almost always has the door closed. Are those two situations interrelated? More when we get back at Rosie on the House.